Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. We're starting the week on a slightly softer note. Futures are pointing to a modest dip at the open after a really decent run last week.
Yeah, the major averages were hitting record highs. It seems like traders are just tapping the brakes a bit, maybe taking some profits.
Exactly. It's a consolidation phase. The market is digesting those gains, which were fueled by hopes for rate cuts. The sentiment is cautiously optimistic, but nobody's chasing aggressively this morning. The VXX is still hovering near recent lows, so there isn't a lot of outright fear.
Got it. So what's the big headline driving the narrative today?
It's all about geopolitics. The focus is on the summit between President Trump and President Putin. The New York Times is reporting that Trump is pushing for a sweeping peace agreement, not just a ceasefire.
And that involves Ukraine ceding territory in exchange for U.S. security guarantees, right? That sounds significant. President Trump is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky today.
It's a massive development. For the market, it's a huge wild card. Does an agreement, even a controversial one, reduce uncertainty and spark a relief rally? Or do the details create new anxieties? It's something traders will be watching very, very closely throughout the day.
Okay, so a big geopolitical cloud overhead. What about the economic calendar? Anything to move the needle this week?
It's actually a pretty slim week for data, with one giant exception. The Jackson Hole Assembly kicks off on Thursday. All eyes will be on Fed Chair Jerome Powell when he speaks on Friday. Any hint on rate policy will be dissected word for word.
So the market is in a holding pattern until Friday. What about today?
Today is light. We get the NAHB Housing Market Index at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's a good gauge of the housing sector's health, but Jackson Hole is the main event everyone's waiting for.
All right, let's get to the stocks making moves. What's jumping in the pre-market?
We've got some big ones. First up is BioXcel Therapeutics, ticker BTAI. The stock is surging nearly 30%.
Wow, 30%. What's the catalyst?
They announced positive comments from an FDA pre-submission meeting for their agitation drug, BXCL501. The market loves positive FDA news, and this is a big reaction.
Definitely. Another one flying is Dayforce, ticker DAY. It's also up over 26%. Is this more good news?
This is M&A Monday in action. Reports are out that the private equity firm Thoma Bravo is in advanced talks to acquire the company. A classic buyout premium being priced in immediately.
And I'm also seeing Novo Nordisk, NVO, trading higher. This is the Wegovy story continuing to deliver, isn't it?
It absolutely is. The FDA just expanded the approval for Wegovy, this time for the treatment of liver disease. This broadens its use case beyond just weight loss and is a huge win for the company.
That's incredible. Okay, let's zoom out to the sector level. Where is the money flowing? I saw some analysis suggesting tech is strong, but other reports say it was weak on Friday.
That is a fantastic point, and it highlights the nuance right now. The technical charts for the QQQ suggest a mild bullish undertone, with higher lows. But if you look at Friday's price action, tech and especially semiconductors were under pressure after some disappointing guidance. So the real story is selectivity.
So it's not buy all tech, but be very specific?
Precisely. The strongest sectors showing real leadership are actually healthcare and communication services. We're seeing a rotation out of defensive names like utilities and into growth, but traders are being picky. They want growth with a good story, like we're seeing in healthcare.
Speaking of stories, what are the analysts saying this morning? Any notable upgrades or downgrades?
A few big ones are catching my eye. CVS Health gets a nice upgrade to buy from neutral at UBS. Duolingo also got a big upgrade to overweight at KeyBank. On the other side of the coin, Eli Lilly, surprisingly, was downgraded to neutral. It's interesting to see a downgrade in such a hot name.
Okay, so for the traders listening right now, what are the key levels they need to watch for the S&P and NASDAQ at the open?
For the SPY, watch support right around 640. A break below that could bring in more sellers. Resistance is up near 645. For the QQQ, the line in the sand on the downside is about 575, with resistance to break through at 578. A firm break above those resistance levels could signal the next leg up.
All right, let's wrap it up. What's the final word for today? What's the key takeaway for traders heading into the session?
The key takeaway is to be patient. We're in a consolidation phase after a strong week, with a major geopolitical story playing out and a huge Fed speech looming on Friday. Focus on relative strength. Healthcare and communications look solid. watch those key technical levels at the open, but don't get chopped up trying to force a trade. Let the market tell you where it wants to go.
Great advice. Cautious optimism, but be ready for anything. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down again. Have a great trading day, everyone.